Spring may have arrived last week according to the calendar, but for rabid baseball fans, the return of the game marks the real end of winter. The Major League Baseball, MLB, season is now underway, and for Canadian baseball fans, the Toronto Blue Jays begin their quest for the playoffs, and possibly a World Series crown, with win against in St. Louis against the Cardinals Thursday afternoon. The Jays' home opener at the revamped Rogers Centre is set for Tuesday, April 11, when the Detroit Tigers come to town. The stadium in downtown Toronto will be sporting a whole new look inside with a more open-air ballpark feel to it. A lot of hype has been made about the Blue Jays coming into this season, with many of their core players back in off-season tinkering, adding a few new names, too. The pundits are predicting a playoff appearance for the boys of summer. Last year's 92-win regular season propelled Toronto into a best-of-three, first-round matchup with the Seattle Mariners, but everything fell apart and the Jays were swept in the series, leaving a bad taste in the mouths of hopeful fans. But that's hopefully water under the bridge. Las Vegas oddsmakers have the Jays with the seventh best chances of winning the World Series in the fall, and some baseball insiders are predicting a 100-win season. Former Barry Baycats outfielder and fan favorite Ryan Spataro shared his views about the new season and excitement level for players and fans alike heading into a new campaign. Spataro, 40, retired in 2021 after 15 years in the Intercounty Baseball League, IBL, where he left as the all-time league leader in stolen bases. He also won 7 championships with the Baycats, in 2005 and then 6 in a row from 2014 to 2019. Spataro has baseball in his blood and admits it gets exciting as the snow begins to melt away. "It's definitely a great time of year if you're a baseball fan," he says. "I played for most of my life and it was a hard thing to shake, not getting ready for spring training. But knowing that the grind of winter is winding down and then watching the commentary on TV during a game, it really takes you back," Spataro added. "The start of the baseball season is a sure sign that summer is near, which is nice, and a bit of a mix of hockey playoffs in there is good, too." While Spataro cheers for the Jays, he also followed the Minnesota Twins for a long time, being that the club drafted him out of high school in the 41st round in 2001. "I got up to a ball and got 3 or 4 spring trainings in and got that feel for what it is like," he says. "I've always been a Jays fan. I still follow them, but when I was released from the Twins, I kept up to date with them just because of all the guys I played with and wanting to see how they were doing." The new MLB season also comes with a few rule changes that fans will want to keep an eye on. A pitch clock will be implemented, forcing a quicker pace of play. Bigger bases and limited pickoff attempts, or step-offs, per plate appearance are also expected to make the game go faster. Defensive shift limits will be in place, where the defensive team must have a minimum of 4 players on the infield, with at least 2 infielders completely on either side of second base. Spataro said that life has been busy and he hasn't seen too many of the rule changes in spring training games yet, but is sure players will adapt. "I've heard about guys working on the whole switching the shift. I heard that Minnesota threw to the left fielder, then to shallow right center, and then the third baseman goes into left field, and that's their way around it, so we'll see," he says. As for the upcoming season and how the Blue Jays will fare, Spataro is optimistic. "Last year was unfortunate with what happened in the playoffs, but they seem to have filled some holes in the lineup," he says. "They had what it took to get there and now they may have a little more to go with it. I don't know how their rotation will be, but it all comes down to pitching. That's typically what gets you deep in the playoffs."